I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Time to get outside. This is KSL Outdoors, brought to you by the Cabins at Bear River Lodge. 2 hours of stories and information about hunting, fishing, and high adventure. It's KSL Outdoors with host Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
I'm a little worried about this morning, but good morning. Welcome to a brand new day.
What a way to start.
I'm trying to decide if you guys had too much sleep or not enough sleep. As we get started here for another day, it's nice to have you waking up with us for another edition of KSL Outdoors Radio for the next couple of hours, keeping you company here on a Saturday morning. I'm Tim Hughes, also here, Russ Smith from Sky Call.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
See what I got today?
Yeah.
You thought I lost it.
That looks
you?
Good on you.
Thank you.
We should tell everybody you're holding up a KSL water bottle.
That's right.
Which is mandatory wear when you come into the studios.
Right.
The engineers, after putting all of their hard work, sweat equity into these rooms, decided not to let anything but those in here, just in case you happen to tip it over or something.
Not me. I've never tipped
it. Let's see.
Over.
He said it looks good on you. Let's try.
Navidauskas is also in this morning. Hey there.
I'm the culprit.
How's the first week of school?
It's lovely. The kids are great. Gosh, you forget why you teach until the kids come, then you remember.
Yeah.
And then you start thinking about retirement.
Yeah. my grandson started junior high this year.
Pretty cool.
And his first week, he came to the house yesterday after school because they go to school right by my house. Came walking in and discovered for the first time that in gym class he has to shower.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I said, I remember it like it was yesterday. He says, there's no stalls. There's no dividers between the showers.
Teach him how to strut into the shower.
Okay? Exactly.
It's all about, you know, strutting in.
Anyway.
My wife thinks all junior high boys should shower.
Yeah. Well, I think they make it mandatory at school, don't they?
No, she says, oh, he smells like a junior high boy. My wife can smell things like that.
Well, anyway, it's back to school week for everybody, and it's been
Thank
a warm
goodness.
One, too, which makes it a little uncomfortable,
hot, Tim,
I think,
hot.
In some classrooms.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't know it was a thing that you don't use the air conditioners in the classroom.
There's no air conditioners. They have them in the computer labs by rule because the computers blow up.
Right.
But no, it's just
Maybe we could do a GoFundMe for air conditioning. I'm serious. Window air.
You have no idea how many schools we have in this state and how many we're building. You know, the mean age of Utah is about 11.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's actually getting better. Our birth rate is slowing down quite a bit.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, the governor talked about it this week. That's good, because we don't want you reproducing. The governor on Let Me Speak to Governor was talking about that this week. I don't have the exact statistics, but I know we're slowing down.
Right.
And I think it's just this next generation is waiting longer to have babies.
Can't figure it out.
Yeah, let's talk about what's coming up on the show today. You've got a couple of sat phones out there. Oh, before we do that.
Yeah.
You mentioned in passing last week, Nobby, that Mickey was headed to Sri Lanka. Have you had reports from him at all?
You know, his buddies, because they pulled their money and gave one guy the phone package.
Oh.
And so I have thought about that since he's been there, that, oh, my gosh, the footage coming out of there, Tim, It's unbelievable. It's a beautiful place, yeah. The stuff that he's sending, I just can't believe. I go, oh, if there's ever been material for our show. So I'm going to try to get a message to him that he's got to grab whoever has the phone.
Yeah,
one of them does.
Talk to him.
And yeah, because you can't believe. I mean,
what kinds of things are they doing?
Elephants and jungles and Buddhist temples
and
crazy food.
Yeah, a lot of stuff there.
And they cruise around in these things called tuk-tuks. And they're like coachmen's little putt-putts, and they got these tuk-tuks, and they take turns in the. And also, they come out, and they're at the beach, and there's elephants.
Oh, my gosh.
It's crazy.
So is he visiting a place Dad's never been even?
Absolutely.
Look at that.
I know.
And Dad's been everywhere.
He's starting to do this more and more. This isn't the first time. It's about the third time he's been to a place I haven't been.
That's nice. All right. If you can twist his arm, we'd love to hear from him.
It's
unbelievable. Get him in a Wi-Fi cafe or something. Just get it timed. And
exactly. We got to, because it's crazy stuff. Yeah. The food. Oh, he takes pictures of, you know, video of what they're eating. It's unbelievable.
Send me some of the photos. I'd love to see it. Or has he got them on social media?
Yeah, it's Instagram. They have that thing called a story, which I don't do, but Gail does. Yeah.
Russell, on your side, one of the things we're going to do this morning is check in with Brother Matt.
Trying to get in with Matt Holbrook. It's a crapshoot, you know?
I know, Matt.
Can I say that on radio?
Yeah.
Are you talking about your brother?
No. Matt? No. My brother, Matt, you can get hold of him.
Yeah.
But Matt Holbrook.
Okay.
All I got from him was like a five-second call, and then I texted him. I said, we'll call you back, okay, about noon.
Where's he at?
You in the Wind Rivers fishing. Oh. Yeah.
He said he called me when he was just about to go out his phone service and said, hey, I'm calling your show. I'm like, awesome. Yeah. He goes, what do you want to hear? Fishing and fishing.
This will be a tough call to get, but we'll try.
Yeah. You know? All right. We'll have our fingers crossed on that with the satellite phones. But Brother Matt is also still on his bike ride, I think. Was it Montana they were heading?
Yeah, Montana and then over to Idaho. At some point he's going to reach Idaho. I don't know. I don't know if you've been following him on his Facebook site, but they commandeered a U-Haul truck for a couple of days. just some areas. They said, you know, let's take a break.
That climb.
Yeah.
That climb out of Clark's Fork.
I don't know which climb it was, but
it's he and his wife, right?
Yeah, he and his wife.
And they live in Rexburg and just decided to have this couple's trip. And
it amazes me. 2 weeks. He is the busiest guy
right
on earth. He's constantly running up and down I-15 between Rexburg and Arizona, taking care of his restaurants, managing things, rebuilding things. You know,
if you've enjoyed the pizza at Pizza Pie Cafe, he's the guy behind all that.
Yeah, he is.
And he's got a couple of other restaurants, I think, that he started up, too.
Red Rabbit Grill.
The Red Rabbit Grill. Yeah. There's a couple of those out there.
We've eaten a lot of pizza out of his place.
Yeah, it's good stuff. If you like pizza, they serve you up a buffet, and it's all you can eat. We'll check in with him, I think, in about a half an hour coming up on the show, so we look forward to that. And then we'll keep our fingers crossed with Matt Holbrook.
Yeah.
Who is out there with a Sky Call sat phone this week. There are other things happening on the show. We're going to connect with Faith Jolly was connecting me with somebody at the Division of Wildlife Resources. There's a meeting going on where they're deciding new direction and new regulations surrounding cougar hunts in Utah, and I think they're looking at increasing the number of permits.
I hope so.
Because the population is also growing. And so we'll get a read on that with our regular segment coming up a little after 7:05. Checking in with Snow Basin this morning, too, because they are one of the many resorts, Navi, that are anxiously trying to get the word out to people that if you want the best deal on your day pass at any of these resorts, now's the time to be buying your passes.
Okay, this is the weekend you do it, because next weekend's the final line. Mm-hmm. If you want to ski, and you should want to ski, you want to do it all now, because locals get great deals, and this is when you do it. You do it before Labor Day. Some of them you have to prove residency, but that's okay. The deals are phenomenal. And by the way, Snow Basin is now on the Icon.
Right.
7 days.
7 days there, 7 days Sun Valley, too, I think.
Isn't it? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think it's Sun Valley and
Snow
Basin.
That's awesome.
We'll talk more about that coming up. But there are a couple of deadlines, and I don't want to confuse people with dates, but there are a couple of deadlines coming up either first week or second week of September to lock in the best deals on season passes if you're a person that likes to do that.
And if you're not, you should be.
You should be, because it's going to save you a
ton of money. It's like living in Hawaii and not surfing. Are you kidding me?
Well, I'd basically get you on the mountain for half price.
Only 10% of Utah skis. Yesterday in my class, I had 36. I said, how many ski? One hand. and he was a snowboarder.
The first question you get from your history teacher.
Not the first question. But I want to know who my kids are. Well, you know, how many do this? How many do that?
I get it. And then, Russ, you said you had some conversation with Alyssa up in Alaska?
Yeah, Alyssa Coburn up in Alaska.
Yeah.
Campfire girl.
It was a funny text message exchange this morning in that she says, I don't think I'm going to have cell service out on the boat I'm going on this afternoon. I said,
you have a satellite.
Sat phone? Question mark. So, yeah, we need to pull up her Facebook site while we're on, because she's got some beautiful pictures. She's up at 3,500 feet overlooking a bunch of glaciers. Maybe you know where she's at.
I don't.
I believe outside of Anchorage.
Yeah, she's in the Chugach.
You recognize it, yeah.
Chugach Mountains. They're lovely, yeah.
Well, we'll find out and get her on this guy called phone. Bob Grove's also going to check in with us as we wrap up the show today. He was out this week. Last week it was goats. This week it's the bighorn sheep.
I like him.
In Zion National
Park.
That's
a mountain goat, too. You see the difference? Billy's and
mountains.
Bighorn, yeah.
The Billies and the Bighorns.
Yep.
Well, Bighorns are actually sheep, though, aren't they?
So are Billies. No, they're goats.
They're goats.
Yeah.
Goats,
you're right.
Goats.
There's the difference.
Sheep. Goats and sheep. We hope they know the difference.
Yeah. But they're in the rut down there, so they're putting on quite a show, because if you happen to be in the right spot at the right time, you get to see them dueling for the females in the herd.
I hate it when I get in a rut.
And they're doing
it. Yeah, same old rut.
It's just a good thing. It's just a good thing that we fight it out with our fists instead of headbutting each other like the bighorn sheep do. And coming up in a minute, we'll have some news of the week. I've got some great videos that one of them came to my attention after we had finished the show last week. And I can't wait to do it. Both of the main videos I want to play for you are kids.
Nice.
One's giving you the Bass 101 fishing lesson, which is a classic. And the other one is a kid. I don't know if you've seen it. I put it on our Facebook page. A little guy who's hunting with his dad, duck hunting, and shot his first duck or shot a duck. Might even be a goose, as a matter of fact. But he's explaining, and they're both Southern little gentlemen who have quite an accent, and it's hilarious to watch the video if
Can't
you
wait.
Haven't seen it. Go to our Facebook page. Speaking of videos, look at this one, guys. Turn around and take a look at this.
Oh, that was a belly flop.
Yeah. Yeah. These are belly flops. I put it on our Facebook. I said just because, and they call this the Death Diving World Championships.
Oh, my gosh. And those guys are stupid.
They are literally, this is a girl. They're literally going off the high dive in the worst form possible on purpose. Ooh. And then belly flopping in the pool.
What do you think that is, about 50
feet? Oh, that big guy.
I don't know. Yeah, the big guy.
That's crazy stuff.
Big guy has an advantage because he's got a big cushion there in the front. Anyway.
More to sting.
I said, look, it's happening outdoors, so why not? We'll take a break here. When we come back, we'll have your news of the week. Stay with us.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.
Time to get outside. This is KSL Outdoors, brought to you by the Cabins at Bear River Lodge. 2 hours of stories and information about hunting, fishing, and high adventure. It's KSL Outdoors with host Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
All right, welcome back to KSL. KSL Outdoors Radio. You were saying you're still thinking about this belly flop.
Oh, yeah.
That it's bad to do at our age?
We can't do that at our age. We really can't.
Well, because you wouldn't get back up out of the pool, I don't think.
I know. That's my point. Everything's a lot worse. We don't have the muscles we used to have to endure that.
It takes longer to recover. All right. I want to get right to a couple of these videos that I dearly love. This one came to my attention last week after we left the air. And it's a little guy explaining, and he's holding a good-sized bass in his hands. But he's explaining everything you need to know about bass fishing.
Wanted another prize, then he came up, then he went up, and then he got that brim, and he didn't know a hook was on it. And then he got it, and that's how we brung him in, and that's how you catch bass. And when their spines like this, and when them look all like that, that means them have been here for like 12 years or 7. Or 8 or 9.
He's guessing the age of the fish. He's taking it down to the water to rinse it off here.
Catfish, them have to, like, let it die. them break the whiskers off. Them break all the spines off where they won't hurt inside of their belly. and their mouth. And this is a female. That's why his belly's so big, because it's a female. And some people say when they lean like this, that means them are broken, but them actually are not, because them can bend up to their gills.
Anyway, it goes on for a little while.
The way he sings, yeah. And then there was a hook on it.
And then in a minute, like right here, look at the look on his face. His dad is coaching him. He's dad shooting the video, obviously, and he's whispering to his dad, "What? What?" And he's wanting him to tell the rest of the story. So that was the first one.
That's the best.
Then if you're a hunter, yeah, this is what you have to look forward to as a grandpa.
Oh, look at that.
And
that is a goose.
This little guy shot a goose.
Bigger than him.
He explains. Yeah. Dad is asking him the questions off camera, and he's standing in the boat, and the goose is as big as he is. So listen to his explanation of how he got this goose.
Between, he was on the water. He was all standing up and went, pachow, pachow, pachow.
What'd you do to get him in here? Where'd you shoot him at? Where was he at when you shot him?
Oh, I'm not telling y'all.
How'd you kill it, Tony?
Shot my brother's shotgun.
Yeah.
It's a duck blaster he got from Walmart. You always need to buy a cheap gun.
What's he got on his foot down there? Let me see it one more time.
A ring.
Look at that. That's Country Boy Bling right there, ain't it?
That's Country Boy Bling right there, boy.
Country Boy Bling. He's talking about the
ba-choom,
band.
Ba-choom.
Yeah, and it shows him, you know, just cranking the shotgun. Yeah, hilarious
got
stuff.
Got it,
Walmart. That's Country Boy Bling
that
right
is
there.
Country Boy Bling right there. Anyway, and that then one good. More video for you as we talk about the
that's
news
awesome
of the week.
That's awesome, too.
And just describing this one for you. These guys come up on an eagle who is in the water, and it appears is injured. Laying in the water.
Oh, my gosh.
He's about initially thought he was injured on the St. Croix River.
That's in Wisconsin.
And he's pulling.
He's got a live fish.
Oh, he's got a walleye.
Oh, he's got that big honking fish.
Yeah. He's slowly making his way to the shoreline here.
He ain't going to let go.
No.
It's a meal for the whole crew.
It's a bass.
And watch this fish. The reason he looked like he was hurt is he wasn't about to.
He's almost sinking. It's so big.
He wasn't going to let that fish go. Oh. Yeah, now wait. Look at this.
It's a huge. It's a muskie. It's a muskie.
Oh,
it's a live muskie.
That's huge.
He dragged a live muskie out of the water.
I wouldn't give one of those up. I have. Oh, he got away.
Yeah. No, he gets
he
it back,
back
out of the water. Anyway, if you get a chance to see it, just incredible video this
those
past
those talons
week.
Are awesome.
There's been a lot of these videos that show up lately of great stuff in the outdoors. If you ever get a chance, it's one of the things I would like to encourage our listeners to do, which we haven't talked a lot about lately, but encourage you to send your videos or post them on our Facebook page. We'd love to be able to share them with everybody. And then one more story.
Didn't know there was a hook on it.
One more story, and it happens to be back in Yellowstone again of a guy this time that walked right up to Old Faithful for a selfie. And tourists making bad decisions was the headline on it again. But the video captured by another tourist, a man walking off the boardwalk and getting within a few feet of the geyser, and people are yelping at him to get back, and he obviously has been I don't know if he was fine, but he got a good talking to by the Rangers.
They're going to get the...
They didn't know. He's just a mechanic working on the pump.
Yeah. just another one of those things that happens in Yellowstone these days. Crazy stuff.
Well, it's just right there.
Yeah.
I remember we were in Alaska. This guy shot a moose, and it was dead, and he was standing there, and I go, it was not seasoned or anything. So why'd you shoot it? It was right there. It was just right there.
So there's some news of the week for you. We'll take a quick break, get a news update on the half hour, and on the other side, we will make contact with Brother Matt, we hope anyway, on his bicycle tour with his wife. So make sure you stay with us. More of KSL Outdoors coming up.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.